Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Alec, and today we are diving deep into a topic that affects every single one of us, whether we realize it or not. We're talking about the containers, the bags, and the boxes that keep our food safe. That's right, today, let's talk packaging. And to help us unpack this massive subject, we have a true expert in the studio. Please welcome Chloe, a veteran of the restaurant industry who knows firsthand how the right packaging can make or break a business. Chloe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Alec. I'm excited to be here. Packaging is secretly one of the most fascinating parts of the food world.
I believe it. So let's start with the big picture. Why is this conversation so important right now?
It really comes down to trust. In today's world, consumers are more cautious than ever. They want to know that the food they're buying is safe from the moment it leaves the kitchen to the moment it gets to their home. The right packaging sends that signal of safety and care.
That makes perfect sense. As a customer, you instinctively reach for something that looks secure. Nobody wants to wonder if someone's already taste-tested their noodles on the way home.
Or worse, it's a fundamental part of the customer experience. That little bit of plastic or a secure seal is a huge reassurance.
Okay, so let's get into the technical side. I hear terms thrown around like tamper-evident and tamper-resistant. Can you break those down for us?
Absolutely. Tamper-evident packaging is all about the visual proof. It has features like a tear strip or a breakaway band that clearly show if someone has opened it or even tried to. The key is that once it's broken, it can't be put back to its original state.
So there's permanent evidence the act has been committed. The proof is right there.
Exactly. Any snack bandits trying to be sneaky have failed. Game over.
I love that. Snack bandits. All right, so what's tamper resistant then?
Tamper resistance is more about the physical barrier. It's about technology that makes it difficult for someone to get into the package in the first place. It's about strength and design, not just the visual cue.
So which one is better for a restaurant or food producer to use?
Ideally, you want a package that does both, but getting both features is more complex to develop and manufacture. So it really depends on the level of security you need, and what usually drives that decision is cost.
Of course. I was just about to guess that the decision often comes down to the numbers.
You guessed correctly. Business operators are constantly balancing safety features against their bottom line.
So for a business with really tight margins, they might just go for the cheapest option available.
Often, yes. They might choose a very simple tamper-evident feature, something as basic as a sticker over the opening, just to reduce costs.
But even a sticker isn't free. There are hidden costs, right? The time and labor it takes for an employee to apply every single one.
That's a critical point. When you factor in labor, you start to question if those simple features are really worth it.
So on the other end of the spectrum, what makes the more sophisticated packaging more expensive?
It comes down to manufacturing. The designs are more complex, the tooling process is more intricate, and it sometimes uses slightly more material. But all of that creates a valuable premium feature for the final product.
So it's more than just about security. It becomes part of the brand's perception. It feels higher quality. No need to fight it with a scissors, no sticky label glue left on your fingers.
Exactly. It becomes a seamless part of the customer experience, which adds real value.
Okay, so if a fully integrated secure container is too expensive, but a basic sticker feels too cheap, what are the options in the middle?
There are some great flexible solutions. One of the most popular, especially with food delivery, is tamper-evident bags.
Ah, so the restaurant can keep using its standard, less expensive containers and just seal them in this special bag before it goes out with the driver.
Precisely. It's a great way to add that layer of security for the most vulnerable part of the journey, the delivery. It lets businesses add one protected product instead of switching out all their containers.
That sounds like a smart strategy. Are there any downsides to the bags?
There can be. They add cost and an extra step for staff. But the biggest conversation right now is around the potential environmental concerns.
What else is out there? I feel like I've seen plastic bands that go around the lids of containers.
You're talking about shrink bands. They're another common compromise solution. You place the band around the container lid, and it passes through a heating element, which makes it shrink tightly, creating a seal.
That sounds pretty secure. What's the catch?
The downside is that you need a heating tunnel, which consumes a lot of energy. But the real issue is that if someone carefully removes the entire band, there's absolutely no evidence it was ever there to begin with.
Wow, so it completely defeats the desired intent.
It can, yes. Plus, with the rising cost of labor to apply the bands, the price advantage they used to have over integrated packaging is, well, shrinking.
Ah, I see what you did there. Okay, so beyond just preventing tampering, you mentioned there's a hidden benefit to really good packaging. Tell me more.
Yes, this is one of the most important aspects. High-quality, tamper-protected packaging can actually extend the shelf life of the food inside.
Really? How does that work?
A well-designed container with a tight perimeter seal significantly minimizes air exposure. Less air means less oxygenation, which is a primary cause of spoilage. This allows products to stay fresh on the shelf for longer periods.
Which translates directly to less food waste for the business.
Exactly. Less waste means less lost profit. Even a single extra day of shelf life across a whole product line can lead to massive cost savings and improved inventory efficiency.
That's a powerful benefit that I'm sure many people overlook. Okay, so let's tie this all together. For a business owner listening right now, how do they make the final decision on what packaging to use?
They should evaluate a few key factors. First, the positioning of the product in a retail setting. Fresh foods, often found in the perimeter departments of a grocery store, almost always benefit from tamper-protected solutions.
Okay, so location matters. What's next?
The product characteristics are crucial. If you have products with liquids or juices, you need a strong container anyway to prevent leaks and contamination. Tamper protection is a natural fit.
And what about the brand itself?
That's a huge one. Customer expectations should guide the decision. If you're selling a premium product, it deserves premium packaging. It reflects the quality and care you've put into it.
You can't put a $20 gourmet salad in a flimsy container with a sticker on it.
You absolutely cannot. And finally, they should evaluate the overall cost impact, factoring in the savings from reduced waste alongside the unit cost. That initial higher price point might actually save money in the end.
So after this whole discussion, is there any situation where just a simple sticker is actually the right call?
It's rare, but yes, in some low-risk scenarios. If the sticker is placed across an opening in a way that tearing it is immediately obvious, it can serve as an adequate deterrent.
So for something like a box of muffins from a local farmer's market, maybe?
Potentially, yes, especially if regulations just require some form of tamper evidence. But you always have to assess the risk. And let's be honest, from a consumer standpoint, stickers can be frustrating. They can block the view of the food and leave behind that sticky residue we all hate.
The absolute worst. So the choice really is a delicate balance between business requirements and consumer expectations in a competitive market.
That's the perfect way to put it. Smart packaging decisions are about finding that sweet spot between cost, security, brand perception, and operational efficiency.
This has been incredibly enlightening, Chloe. It's clear that packaging is so much more than just a box. Do you have any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
My biggest piece of advice is this. Always test for shelf life, no matter what package you choose, and really consider your specific products and your customers' expectations. The right packaging highlights your commitment to quality and value every step of the way.
Fantastic advice. Chloe, thank you so much for joining us and giving us this crash course in tamper protection. It was a real pleasure.
It was my pleasure, Alec. Thanks again for having me.
And to all our listeners out there, thank you for tuning in. Join us next time for another deep dive into the topics that shape our world. Until then, stay curious.